In fact, some of the small snack companies, you won't and think you won't even notice what they're doing. When they charge you just as much for the same size bag of potato chips, only has a hell of a lot fewer chips in it. I'll tell you who did notice, the Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
So that was really the President of the United States. That was not AI. John Crist is here.
The president can cuss now? When does that start?
Damn in hell.
The president?
Oh, yeah. That's how he acts tough. He's a tough guy.
He can't read the teleprompter, but he can get to the cuss words.
Do you think shrinkflation is an effective way to explain to America what Cookie Monster's effective use?
Shrinkflation, yeah. That's when a guy swims in water that's too cold.
I don't think that's at all what they're referring to. I think they're talking about a response to inflation. Is we'll give you less of what you pay for.
Just make it a little bit more less in there, like a bag of chips.
Do you want the president referring to the Cookie Monster as a barometer?
Well, we understand how life works.
Right.
When they try to dumb it down and simplify everything have you ever been in, you're washing your hands and it's like, you need to wash your hands for as long as you can sing the Star Spangled Banner. You're like, okay. Like, we're not that stupid.
So
the American public is not that stupid.
It didn't just stop there. It continued into the press room.
Why did it take the Cookie Monster to speak up or an election year for this strike force to go? Why not do it a couple years ago when inflation was 9%?
I disagree with the premise of your question there. It did not take the Cookie Monster. If anything, it feels like the Cookie Monster is responding to us and what we've been saying about shrinkflation. I can't believe I'm having a conversation about the Cookie Monster
John?
At the podium.
You can't believe you haven't of all the things you've addressed. This is the craziest thing, the Cookie Monster, dude. I've heard much wilder premises coming out of that woman's mouth.
So that's absolutely true.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.